Hello, everyone, and welcome to How to Sell to Women. This is your host, Lisa Sasevich, known by many as the Queen of Sales Conversion and the creator of the Invisible Close Sales Systems. I'm thrilled to have you here today as we kick off this amazing three-day complimentary virtual event. We have got such an inspiring lineup for you, and I have to tell you that so much of the creation of this is really to create my own little university, because as someone who is just obsessed with the moment of yes and serving and honoring all clients, and in particular, I tend to attract quite a few women clients at the highest level, serving them at the highest level, it's exciting for me to be able to interview the 17 other master teachers over the next 3 days. We have 6 teachers per day, including myself today, and that all 18 of us can dig deep and share with you what we have found is really working to attract women clients into our business, to inspire women to say yes to themselves so that they can have that transformation and that life that they've always dreamed of. And of course, we'll explore some of the no-nos that each of us have found when it comes to serving and honoring women clients. I've gotten a chance to speak with most of our upcoming master teachers, and just from the outlines that they've shared with me of some of the things that they've been pondering about that they want to share with you, I have to tell you, buckle your seatbelt, you're in for an awesome ride. Now, let me share a little bit about how this series works. So starting today and over the next 3 days, you'll be receiving a schedule, I'm sure you already have it in your inbox, showing you which speaker will be at which hour for the next 3 days. Now, you'll have the opportunity to listen to each of the interviews. I'll be digging deep with each one of our master teachers. You'll have the opportunity to listen to each one of the interviews, and each of the interviews will run about 40 minutes. There'll be a small break in between, and then you'll have the chance to come on to the very next interview. If by any chance you can't listen live the entire day, you have 24 hours to listen so that you can hear the interview of all of our incredible teachers. They're digging deep so far beyond what they would normally even share, because we have focused this entire series on what it really takes to serve and honor the woman client. So they'll each be digging deep, and you'll see the schedule coming into your inbox. And if at any time during the series you can't get there live and you can't get there in the 24-hour period where you can listen free post each of their interviews, you can always jump in and just grab the whole series with our VIP upgrade package, which you can easily find at selltowomen.com/upgrade. I feel like I need to let you know that early on, because we do have such an amazing lineup, and I know that not all of you are able to clear your schedule for the entire time. What you'll find at selltowomen.com/upgrade is the opportunity for just $97 to have all of the interviews. You'll get the transcript, so as they're each sharing some of their specific languaging and ideas, you'll be able to find those easily in the written transcript. You'll get the MP3 if you like to power walk like I do and listen to inspiring training in the mornings. That's definitely something I like to do, as I listen to these over and over. And you'll hear throughout the series that as I interview each of our trainers, I'll be taking notes on what I call action sheets. And the action sheets is a special, almost like the cliff notes you'll get of each one of our trainers. And one of my gifts is to be able to really pull out the step-by-step of what they're teaching. These are notes that I use for myself of what I want to implement from the amazing tips that they'll share. And also, I use these notes to give to my team, so that if there are things that I'd like, for example, my online business manager to look into, or maybe a different way that they're sharing that they schedule or communicate, I can share those, and we can really put what we're learning here today into immediate action, which is the key to making it all worthwhile. So at any point during the series, you can save $100 and get our upgrade for just $97. After the series, it's available for $197. And also, if you have friends that they want to increase their reach to the woman client, feel free to invite them. They can still jump in. They would just go to selltowomen.com, and we really appreciate you spreading the word, because after all, if you haven't heard, most of the big companies these days really are targeting women in their marketing and sales budgets. Why? Well, women are starting about 70% of all new businesses, and in many cases, they are holding the purse strings in their household, too. even for joint income families, if you think about it, in many cases there might be two contributors, but the woman is making a majority of the buying decisions. In fact, up to 86% of those buying decisions are being made by women. So whether you're already serving the women client and you'd like to, you know, do an even better job at that, expand your reach, expand your service, or you're not, but you'd like to, what you're going to hear in the next 3 days is you're going to hear from both men and women who, most of whom have made millions serving, attracting, honoring women clients, and myself included. So if we haven't met briefly, I'm inspired to do this because sales conversion is my passion. My passion is that moment of yes, that moment when an individual steps up and decides, you know what, I'm going to transform my life in this area, whether it is their relationship, in their business, it could be their health, it could be weight loss. There are so many areas, right, that each of us have the opportunity to step forward and say yes to a whole new possibility. That's what I'm passionate about. And, you know, I had the opportunity for 6 years, about 6 years ago, to actually spend time as the vice president for a company that taught women how to understand and appreciate men, right? Almost like the opposite of what we're doing here. But what it did is it put me in front of a lot of different rooms of women. I would lead introductory events, and I would walk into rooms of women. Sometimes it was four women. I remember I was in New York. There were like four women in a studio apartment, and I would walk in and lead a little evening introductory event. And as we grew, eventually, I remember being in L.A., and there were over 100 women at a Hyatt by LAX, by the airport. And I would lead an introductory event at that level. So for a six-year period of time, I got to meet women all over the country. In fact, I even went to London, so a little bit out of the country, too, and lead introductory events and then eventually lead weekend workshops exclusively for women, rooms full of women. And so I got to learn firsthand, really, how to connect with women quickly, how to attract women into our introductory events and eventually into our courses, and what it is that inspires women to say yes, to go for it, versus, you know, think about it, put it on the to-do list, ho-hum, take a survey from their friends, you know, like really what moves women into action. And so that became my fascination. And I became, over a six-year period, really good at it. Now, I didn't know that all of that was kind of the laboratory for what I do now, which is, you know, we teach both men and women how to sell more to the people they're already talking to, but to sell without being salesy. And of course, you know, any of us that are in business, like it or not, you are in sales. You're needing to offer your services, you're needing to articulate your services. And so all of that plays into my passion, which is sales conversion, also known as the moment of yes. So you'll hear me asking each one of our speakers, you know, how do you attract women clients in your business? How do you facilitate that moment of yes? How do you inspire a woman to say yes to themselves? We'll also talk about, as I shared, the things that are kind of like the landmines that we've all stepped on, the things that don't work when selling to women clients. So anyway, in my own story, you know, so I, for 6 years, I went around the country leading weekend workshops, introductory workshops, you know, just so passionate that women would say yes and have the amazing information that we taught about how to have great partnerships with all the men in their lives, not just romantic relationships, but men at work, their sons, their fathers. You know, I really felt and still believe that, you know, creating partnership with men is just, for me, has been the key to just an extraordinary life. So all these years I did that, I didn't realize that, you know, because I was so passionate about it, I was learning. I was creating this body of work, which is really, you know, how can you do that? And being able to create something that I could then pass on. In fact, I remember when I used to lead these introductory events, I got really good at it. And I would have rooms full of women that would come out to, you know, hear our event. It was called Understand Men 101 at the time. Women would come and they would bring their friends. And I remember being so excited when like 60% of the women in the room would sign up to do our weekend workshop because I knew that it was going to be changing their life forever. I knew it. And so I, you know, we'd complete, we'd register all those women, and then I'd go back to my hotel room in whatever city I had traveled to. And then in the quiet hour, you know, when things had calmed down a little bit, I would look through, you know, my list of who attended, who RSVP'd. I'd look through the order forms of all these women. They were like, these order forms were representing this big transformation that I knew was coming for these women. And then it would hit me. I would think about the other women that didn't register. You know, so if there were 100 women in the room and 60 registered, I'd suddenly think of the other 40. And I'd be thinking, what did I need to do different? So that, you know, because they obviously had a pain in this area. They obviously came because they want to have a transformation in their relationships with men. What could I have said different? What could I have done different? Was it the seating? Was it the lighting? Did I need to be funnier? Do you know, and maybe not so funny? What did I need to do different so that they could have seen this possibility and said yes to themselves too? You know, and that really became my obsession. It's like, you know, how can we give our women potential clients what they need to really see the possibility of what each one of us represents so that they can step forward and say yes and have that experience of transforming their lives and their relationships. And so as I became obsessed with what do we do, that's really what built the body of work that I offer now. We call it the Invisible Clothes line of products and services. And we teach everything from how to, you know, you can get on a stage and inspire clients, both women and men, but all of my research came from all those years with women. How you can use online and teleseminars to inspire women clients. And so all of this has worked in my own business too. In fact, just to give you a sense of how well it works, I have clients in 134 countries. We have sold over $20 million in my own products and services over the last 6 years. This has all been from home, by the way, and also with two toddlers in tow. My kids are 7 and 10, and so I've been doing this 6 years. They were infants when I started. And also, the big surprise for me was over the last 2 years, for 2 years in a row, we've been awarded by the Inc. 500 5000, one of the fastest growing privately held companies in the United States. So needless to say, it works. I'm excited to share with you right now. I'm going to be our first master teacher in the lineup. So I'll interview myself right now. I'm excited to share with you some of the things that when I really look, we really market to both men and women, but we attract a majority of women clients. And I think you'll find this to be true. We'll see. But I think as the next 3 days unfold, you'll see that this is true for many of our other teachers as well. They serve both men and women, but they tend to attract a majority of women clients, which was part of my motivation for inviting them. And so I want to share with you, as I look through the lens of attracting women clients, what has really worked for us. And you'll see over the next 3 days that our master teachers, that they teach in all different categories. We've got, you know, and they've made millions doing it. We've got a voice coach to the stars, and we've got online sales experts, and we've got, you know, a PR expert who helps people get on Oprah, and we've got a gal who helps get your book done, but in a transformational way, a way that transforms both you and your audience. We've got a podcasting expert, Facebook expert, experts on one-on-one sales. And what you'll see as you speak to them is they're going to share their strategy, but they're also going to share their come from. So, again, if you want to see the lineup, the incredible people we have coming, you can go to selltowomen.com, and you can see all of them there. And as you hover over their picture, you can read their bio as well, give you a sense of who you're going to hear from as this unfolds over the next 3 days. So let me share with you five areas that you want to pay attention to really be able to take your relationship with the woman prospective client and the woman client to the next level. And these are things that I've noticed as I just look over our success and the thousands and thousands of women that we've been able to help, both virtually online and in our live workshops over the last 5 years. So let's see. First of all, and this will probably be a common theme, I suspect, as we interview all of our experts, when you're dealing with women, number one, you need to ditch the facade. You know, and I know we have both men and women listening, so I'm sure you'll be able to relate to this. But it's important to just be as genuine and authentic as you possibly can, because women can tell the difference of true authenticity and fake authenticity. And, part of the way that I strive to do this is by calling out whatever it is that I'm seeing or feeling in the room. If I feel, you know, and when I say in the room, it could be a live room or maybe even in a virtual room like the one that we're in right now. You've heard the term like there's a pink elephant in the room or there's something uncomfortable going on. I think one of the best ways to access authenticity, because a lot of people say be authentic, but you say like, how? How do I do that? Is to kind of say what's there. And I've had, you know, so many great examples of this throughout my career in serving women. One of my favorite, I'll share with you, just so you can get an example of what I mean, is I remember when I was just starting out, and I still do. It's still one of my favorite ways to attract the women client is speaking for free. Having a structured talk, we call it a signature talk, that I can use anywhere to go out and share my work, to be able to share some great content and also make an irresistible offer that has people be able to work with us further. That's really my specialty. It's what we offer in our flagship program called Speak to Sell Bootcamp. And so I remember I was out, I was in Santa Barbara at a small 60-person event, there to speak free, and there was about 60 people. It was up in the mountains, and I was on toward the end of the day. So I had my signature talk ready to go. I was going to make an irresistible offer at the end, and this is still my favorite tool for attracting clients, and especially for attracting women clients. I mean, women love to like see you, feel you out, make sure you're for real, kick the tires, and there's nothing like live speaking to do all of those things in building trust. So I was out speaking, and I wasn't up till the end of the day, and it was interesting because the two men that spoke before me, they both shared, one right after the other. I know it was not planned, obviously, but they both opened with stories of how they had been, you know, lost everything, $100,000 in debt, and it wasn't until their daughter was born, and they, you know, the first guy showed a picture of his cute little blonde daughter, 2 years old, and that was his turning point. That was his moment that turned it all around, you know. And then the second guy that got totally different speaker got up, and just by coincidence, he must not have been watching the first speaker. Maybe he would have adjusted, but he shared the same thing. He had been $100,000 in debt, and it wasn't until his daughter was born, and he showed his cute little strawberry blonde daughter with her puppy, and, you know, she was even younger. She was maybe 12 months old, and that was the thing that turned it all around. And, you know, he even teared up and was sharing how hard it was to be away from his daughter. And then they both went on to do great talks. And I remember getting up there, and I don't know what came over me, but, you know, this was kind of like an example of just saying what's in the room, like that pink elephant in the room. And so I got up, and I had my slide of my children, and the room was mostly women. And so what I said was, you know, it's so beautiful that, you know, that their children were their turning point. And I mean, it's true. Our children do become our reason why, you know, but I just have to say, you know, I am so glad to have 2 days away from my kids. They were like 1 and 3 years old. I got to like sleep in all the way until 7 a.m. I got to choose my own breakfast and feed myself at a slow pace instead of gobbling something down over the kitchen sink. I mean, I was actually really happy to be out. It was one of my first speaking engagements since I had my daughter. And I was so happy to be out. And every woman in there could so get it. They busted up so hard. We were like instantly connected because I said the truth and I said the thing that was sort of like weird in the space. And that's what I mean by ditch the facade. Of course, I could have got up there and said how much I miss my kids, and I did. But the other truth, and you know, mom's on the line, dad's on the line who've gotten a break, you know it, is it's kind of nice to take a break every once in a while. So there's an example of calling it out. And any time that you can do that and really say what's circulating in your prospective client's mind, they're going to feel understood and known by you, and there will be an instant connection that gets shared. Okay, number two, Don't be afraid to share your process to be better. So whatever process you are personally going through to be a better person, a better businessman or woman, we in particular, women, can relate to you better if we can see what you've overcome or even what you're currently struggling with to get the results that you have in your area of expertise. You know, I know for me, I can stand here now with, you know, this work from home business that does, you know, millions of sales, and I have a beautiful lifestyle in La Jolla in San Diego with my children. And it could be easy to not be able to relate to me. But what you have to know is for 14 years, you know, I worked trying to figure out, you know, how to, what I could do to do what I love while I was putting my then husband through medical school and residency and fellowship and everything that came after it. And so, you know, I worked for Hewlett Packard. I worked for Pfizer. We moved all around. Every 2 years I was having to get a new job. And, you know, they don't get paid for most of that stuff. And if they do during their schooling, it's really minimal, right? And then we had our son, and 3 years later I had my daughter. And I mean, it was scary and it was hard. And, you know, I finally had found a work that I love, teaching women to understand men. And after 6 years, I just thought I was going to be there forever. I mean, the owner and I thought we had connected in a way that she got, this was my mission, this was my life's work. And out of nowhere, when my son was three and we were just trying to conceive my daughter, the night before Christmas Eve, I got a phone call that I was fired. And it was so scary. You know, I remember we were in Loma Linda, California. Michael was still in residency. We still had like fellowship years. We had so much to go. You know, we knew that it wasn't going to be long till our daughter was on the way. And it was really scary. And I worked so hard to find that thing that I loved to do. I just could not imagine that I had that there would be something else. I felt completely defeated. You know, and I went on a quest, and I know some of you are on this quest right now, to figure out, like, okay, I've made money for all these companies. I've put my heart into it. What is my unique gift? What is my million-dollar value? What is that piece that's uniquely mine? And so, you know, I have to say, like, it took work. I did a lot of workshops and seminars, and I got out there, and this is why I love speaking so much. I started to just speak to small groups, about what I knew I was doing right, which was helping companies figure out how to make irresistible offers. Because when companies would add an irresistible offer that wasn't salesy, they would, you know, double and triple their sales without really having to even attract new clients. They were selling more to who they were already seeing. That's called sales conversion. So that's how it started, step by step, and it was painful and it was scary. And through being willing to go through that eye of the needle, I started to gain some clients, and I started to be able to make some money, you know, doing my own thing for the very first time. So, you know, from that, my work started to become clear to me. And it was actually from there that I went from, you know, we moved to Tucson. I was doing one-on-one coaching. Things were starting to work out. My name was starting to get known. And it was from there that I finally was able to break a six-figure income with my own work. And from there, really using speaking and the structures that we now teach, within a year after I broke six figures, boom. This is hard to believe, but it was actually within 10 months, we did $2 million worth of business, you know, leveraging the strategies that we teach today. And then it went on, and it was $4 million of business, and we've just continued to grow since there. So you've got to share your process for people to understand that you've been through it. And even now, like, I continue to share my practices. An example, I remember last year I did a call on my three favorite spiritual practices that are kind of behind the faith and the growth that has happened. You know, the Cinderella story in business that now has not only happened for me, but we have so many clients that are breaking six and seven figures, you know, every week using what we teach. So, you know, I remember doing a call where I shared some of my own spiritual practices. For example, when we have a live event, we get together, my whole team, we get on the stage, we have candles, we have little, you know, angel cards and some cool little like figurines that each person brings and just whatever that spiritual memento is, and we bless the room. You know, we pray for that, all the people, and I'm not pushing any particular religion here, just so you guys know, this isn't going there. It's just from a spiritual place. We just like pray that everybody en route is going to get there safely, that their families are going to flourish and be well taken care of while they're gone, and that they're going to come and take that time to be able to bring their whole family and their whole life up to the next level. And we've even put that, once we put it on video and we put it out as a little, we called it a backstage pass to people who were following the event online. So that was one of the highest attended or watched videos that I had ever put out. And so it's proof that when you share your process, you share what you do behind the scenes, that the people who are attracted to your teachings, they want to know. They want to know your humanness. They want to know it's real. You know, nowadays, we have a year-long mastermind program. You may have heard of it. It's called the Sales Authenticity and Success Mastermind. And it's for entrepreneurs that want to learn to make a big difference and big money doing what they love. And, you know, when we get down to it, we have regular Q&A calls with our members. The top questions I get asked that people love to hear about are about my process in my life. For example, now my ex-husband Michael and I, we co-parent. You know, we have ways that we keep putting our kids first, you know, just like we did when we were married, but in a different form. And people want to know about that. We're going to the Olympics together, you know, a totally platonic mom and dad with the kids trip, you know, in a couple of weeks here, it's right around the corner, going to Russia for the Winter Olympics. It was a family tradition while we were all together, and we decided, you know what, maybe this is something we could keep doing every 2 years to just keep creating that special bond between two children, their mother and their father. So those are the kind of questions that people love, and I want you to not be afraid to share your process. You know, even if you just start out, and I learned this from one of our speakers coming up, Linda Claire Puig, who helps with newsletters and e-newsletters, you know, she shared, even if you just start out like sharing the books on your nightstand, you know, your tribe wants to know. And women in particular, we love to know the human part of you. Okay, number three, this gets into the conversion, you know, really inspiring women clients, giving them what they need to say yes. And all of our work is really looking to inspire clients to say yes on the spot, without being pushy, without being salesy, but like, really, when are they going to know more than right now when you may be speaking, whether it's live, teleseminar, webinar, one-on-one interaction, a stage. If you can structure that talk to give them everything they need so that they can make a decision. And so number three is really about instilling confidence in your clients. So there's two things that happen, and this is coming straight out of what we call our speak-to-sell signature talk formula. There's two things that happen and that you want to have happen in that process where you are looking to inspire that prospective client to become an invested client, to say yes. The first one is there needs to be some kind of a process where they acknowledge that there is a gap between where they are right now in any particular area, your particular area, and where they want to be. So if you are a relationship coach, maybe there is a gap between where they are in their romantic relationship and where they want to be in their romantic relationship. And that needs to be seen and acknowledged somehow through the process. In our signature talk formula, we use tools like showing case studies of, you know, people who've gone before them. We use a technique called seeding, where you are really creating hunger and desire without being salesy. We have a lot of different ways to do that. So you want to, you know, and if it's a one-on-one conversation, sometimes it's just from asking very specific questions like, you know, specifically, how long have you, how much have you spent attracting new clients, and precisely how much money have you made from the actual conversion, the sale to those new clients. And sometimes just those specific questions can really help show the gap. So once someone sees the gap, there's this other piece that needs to happen. And that is they have to have the confidence to believe that even with your awesome teachings, coaching, system, certification program, plug in whatever you offer, product, that they that they would be able to implement it, that they that they've got resources and abilities and capabilities. It's almost like they have to be reminded, because sometimes you see the gap and it can seem like the abyss. So after they've acknowledged the gap, you know, and really admitted that here's where I am and here's where I want to be, then your job is also to reiterate and to remind them how far they've already come. You know, like, for example, with my clients, most of you are experts, you're authors, you're professionals, you've got letters after your name, you've got trainings, you've got certification, you've helped hundreds of people already. Maybe you've helped people not in this area that you're here listening for, maybe a new business you want to start, but you've helped so many people in your job or your businesses you've had prior. And so it's important in the process, in the sales process, to reiterate how far they have already come, the expert that they already are, the people they've already helped, so that they can remember and bolster their confidence of all of the accomplishment that they already do have. And in most cases, what you're offering is really, while it's such a huge transformation, it's a nuance. It's a, for us, like, I think our work is a 10% nuance that makes all the 90% of everything else you'd have done pay off, right? Like, if you're already out there and you're an expert, right, and you know how to help people in any given area, if you do our work on the systems to be able to convert sales in any area, that's that 10% nuance that takes all that expertise you've got and actually gets it into people's lives once they say yes to it. So look and see with your own work, your products, your services, you know, how what you're adding, you know, if you're a copywriting or a branding professional, perfect example, you know, when they get that brand or that copy to pop, all the other work they've done gets to finally pay off. So make sure to do both sides of the equation. We want people to acknowledge the pain, the gap, the distance between where they are and where they want to be. And we also, at the same time, want to bolster their confidence with reminding them of how far they've come, how accomplished they already are, to even be having this exploration with you in the first place. Very important point. Very important point. All right, number four. Let me get a sip of water here. Okay, number four is, it's really important to take time to understand her. And in her here, I mean the woman client. One of the things I learned when teaching women to understand men, I actually learned a lot about women. And women, we need to feel understood before we will take anyone's advice. If we don't feel they understand us, we will not take their coaching. So think of that in your own business, especially if you've got a service or a coaching-based business, if you're an author, expert of any kind. Unless women feel understood by you, they won't move forward with taking your advice. They won't even be able to implement it. And I remember once, and this is for the men listening, I signed up for a very high-end program. It was a mastermind program. I really believe in the power of the mastermind and the high-ticket group program. And I signed up for one with a man that I really liked the results he had. But when I got into his teachings and we actually started working together, I felt very clearly that he did not understand me, my goals, what I'm about. You know, I'm about transformation. I'm about empowering change agents. And I didn't feel like he understood that. And really, that's what many of my clients are about ultimately. They want to make a difference and be paid handsomely while they're doing it. So I had a hard time trusting and accepting the coaching that I was getting from him. And so I'm giving this to you, both men and women listening, because it's important that you say and do things to display that you understand your female clients. An example, and again, I'll take this right out of our Speak to Sell formula, is in the introduction, when we teach you how to put your signature talk together, one of the things you're going to do right in the beginning is you're going to position yourself and you're going to position your audience. Now, positioning yourself has to do with some of what I've done on this call, showing you that you can listen to me. I have some success in this area. You know, we've made the Inc. 500. We have, you know, thousands of clients all over the world. We've sold, you know, millions of dollars of our programs. So I say those things to create credibility with you. The other thing that I do to position myself is I want to create some vulnerability with you. I want you to know it didn't just fall in my lap, that I worked for it, that times were scary, that, you know, even still, I mean, I'm on my knees doing my spiritual practices, blessing our rooms, you know, really turning to all saints and masters to be able to keep my focus on my purpose, to keep a purpose-driven business. So that's positioning me. The thing that you have to do also with all your clients, and this particularly rings in the ears of your women clients, is position your client, position your audience, we call it. And one of the ways that you can do this, you can take this tip, again, right out of our signature talk formula, is when you're just starting out, you know, you'll position yourself, and then you'll want to position your audience. And I like to use the phrase, this is for you if, or you're in the right place if. So this is for you if, or you're in the right place if. And you want to fill in, and all of our work is very templated like this. We give you a structure that you can really fill in with your own expression. So you want to fill in after you're in the right place if, and you want to fill in two or three bullet points that describe either the pain or the dreams of your ideal client. And here's the key, in their words. In their words. So, for example, like I know our client. You know, I take a lot of time to understand her and him. You know, we like to say we attract women and very smart men. And so I like to share the words that have come out of their mouth. That's the most powerful thing you can do. So, for example, I would say, you know, you're in the right place if you're tired of reinventing the wheel. And, you know, you're ready to just put some proven systems straight into action. You're in the right place if you love to take one move that gives you a ton of results, right? You're in the right place if people love you, but they don't buy from you, right? They say, oh, my God, I love you. When, you know, when are you doing it again? Or I'll be in touch. But they don't pull out that credit card. Now, some of you listening, you're like, she gets me. That's what happens to me. You know, you're in the right place if you get on the stage and you give away the whole store. These are some of the things, you know, and then they're so full, they don't buy from you. These are some of the things that I say when I talk about our Speak to Sell Bootcamp, because I understand who our client is. And so, you know, if you're saying, wow, that's the same thing as me. I'm so tired of reinventing my talks all the time and my webinars and my teleseminars, and I want to just do it right and, you know, just do it once and have a structure. And, yeah, everybody loves me, but they're not buying from me, they're not pulling out the credit card, then, you know, probably you are in my ideal client group. So what you want to do in your business to apply this is you want to look for what is the pain or what are the dreams of your ideal client, and you want to start listening for how do they say it in their words. How do they say it in their words? And that's the words that you'll use at the end of this is for you if, or you're in the right place if. So, now, this is why, by the way, in the beginning I told you you may want to just get our VIP upgrade package. Again, if you're just tuning in, it's at selltowomen.com/upgrade. You save $100 now during the series. It's only $97. But not only do you get to listen again to the MP3 versions, but you get the transcript. So if you're like, what did she say? Was that thing I needed to say so that women feel understood? What were those words? You could just blaze through the transcripts and you're like, oh, it's this is for you if. I see. Okay. And that's the beauty of the transcripts. And then, of course, on the action sheets, I take notes. So you would also be able to just kind of get there quickly through my kind of like cliff notes. Okay. So that was number four. Take time to understand her. And, you know, understand with your women clients. It's not just about accomplishment for us. You know, it's about lifestyle and work-life balance. And we are many things to many people. We're moms, we're wives, we're lovers, we're businesswomen, we're, you know, all, fill in the blank. And so, you know, understanding that about us is very useful. And, you know, I really acknowledge you women that are listening, because I know it's about us. You'd think I should know all this. But honestly, sometimes it is hardest to communicate well with those that you're closest to. So I think that you're brilliant for being here. And then the last thing I want to share before I wrap it up here, number five, is that, let's face it, women love to shop. Now, I know as I've gotten busier as an entrepreneur, I admit it, I'm farming out a lot of the shopping that I used to just like love to wander around in the grocery store and try new things, and I don't do that. I still do my Target runs where I just go aimlessly and fill up the cart with all those fun items that I didn't know I needed. Dangerous at Costco. It can get very expensive. But women love to shop. So when you're making, I want to talk a little bit about the irresistible offer When you're making your offer, to make it irresistible, there's some different elements that you can include so that women can shop. One, of course, is you could have a couple of choices. Now, I recommend that they are the same item, just with more features at a higher price. Usually, it's some level of more intimacy or access to you. So, for example, I might have a five-part teleseries that I'm offering you for $997, let's say. Or you might be able to get the five-part teleseries plus some coaching, maybe three sessions of coaching from one of our trained coaches, or you might put in a coaching hour with you, you know, and as your business grows, you'll see, you know, do you have trained coaches? Are you doing the coaching? You'll see what the most appropriate fit is, but you could add in some private help, and that might be $1,997, so closer to $2,000. And so you don't have to explain the offer over again. It's just that women can shop between those options. And then it becomes more of a which one's right for you conversation instead of a yes or no conversation. So honor the fact that we love to shop. And in that same vein, we love gifts and surprises and good surprises, you know, bonuses and things like that. So don't be afraid to use bonuses and discounts. I mean, you guys, everybody loves a good deal or a special bonus. Why do you think when you go even to the finest department stores, so please remember this, even with your finest clients, your CEOs, your movie stars, your wealthy people, they all love it too. Do not think that they are exempt from an irresistible offer, a discount, or a bonus. When you walk in, even to, you know, Neiman Marcus or Nordstrom, you will see that if you buy a couple of lipsticks, you're going to get the free beach bag, right? Or the makeup brush set. Or you buy a couple of tank tops at Limited, and they're going to give you the third one for half off. Don't forget that in your business. And the biggest breakthrough for many of you is many of you think that your clients are different. I market to lawyers. I market to the affluent. You know, I have helped people in every category of business, high-end service professionals to, you know, folks doing things in the healing arts that you may not even believe exist. I mean, we have people teaching people how to communicate with their animals. We have people on the other end teaching lawyers how to fill their practice. And the irresistible offer, meaning the limiters, like a special bonus right now or a special price right now, they fly on all fronts. Everybody loves a deal. Everybody loves to be special. And women love to shop. So occasionally it's also right to have a choice. All right. I could go on and on, honestly, for hours on every single one of those topics. But I think if you can, you know, find the actionable items, and again, we'll have these on our action sheets for those of you that would like to just upgrade and have the whole package, be able to listen to it over time. That's at sellthewomen.com/upgrade. We will have suggested actions, not only the notes, but also suggested action steps on each page. Wow, we have an exciting lineup. Let me just see if there's anything else I want to share with you. Give me a moment here. No, I think that's it. Let me share a little bit about our lineup today. I've got a lot of notes here. We're going to be starting out, really just coming up in a few minutes here, with an amazing man who's created an amazing network that probably you've heard of. It's called the Shift Network, and it touches people, change agents, transformational leaders, entrepreneurs all over the world. His name is Stephen Dynan, and I'm very excited to bring him to you today. We will be going all the way today until about, I think we end about 5 p.m. Pacific. But again, if you check your email, you'll be able to see the schedule. Please remember that if you want to share this interview or any others with friends who you're thinking now really do need to hear this, just send them to selltowomen.com. If you're needing any help during the series, you can always reach out to us at support@theinvisibleclose.com. And again, if you just want to save $100 now, grab the upgrade and know that you can listen to all the interviews and during the series, you can go to selltowomen.com/upgrade. Oh, last thing, very exciting. Every single one of our master teachers has agreed not only to share their secrets and their hard-earned secrets of the strategies that they use to both attract and convert the woman client, but also each one has agreed to have a special complimentary gift for you at the end of their interview. So at the end of each interview, I'll be giving you a link to be able to take that speaker's work even farther. And let's face it, with people on this series like Natalie Ledwell of Mind Movies and Allie Brown, you know, the entrepreneurial mentor and one of my personal mentors, you know, Margaret Lynch, who is touching hundreds of thousands of people all over the world with her transformational work, and even Mary Morrissey, an elite teacher in the personal development transformational movement, wrapping it up with me on day three. If you missed even one interview, you wouldn't want to miss their free gifts, because many of them are digging deep and literally handing you video series, webinars, programs that you will be able to apply their work deeply and directly into your business. So yet another reason to clear your schedule and be with us. Remember, you have 24 hours to hear each of our speakers. And if you can't, for the last time, you can go to selltowomen.com/upgrade and be able to get the whole series for $100 off for just $97. After the series, it would be $197. So thank you very much. Again, it's Lisa Sasevich, the Queen of Sales Conversion. It's been really fun sharing with you today. And we're going to be meeting again in, I think about 13 minutes or so, and starting out with our very next master teacher, Stephen Dynan. So I look forward to seeing you there.